My name is Lucia Pedraza from SOFI Lab at the Physics Department of the University of Buenos Aires. Today, I want to share with you a work we have done with Sebastián Pinto, Juan Pablo Pinasco, and Pablo Valenzuela. We obtained an analytical approach for the Axelrod model, writing a closed set of master equations in terms of similarity spectrum. Axelrod model is one of the most classical social models. Agents are characterized by a vector of F futures. Each of one can take one of Q values. The dynamic is based on pairwise interactions, which rely on two fundamental hypotheses. Homophily, which means the agents are more likely to interact with similar agents, and social influence, which means agents become more similar after an interaction. What is interesting about this model is that it presents a non-equilibrium phase transition from a monocultural to a multicultural phase. We perform an analytical approximation that allows us to decouple and interpret the role of each parameter in this transition. To obtain the equations, we rewrite the Axelrod model in terms of the links and their similarity. Here, the similarity is the proportion of common features between two connected agents. In fact, we rewrite the model in terms of what we call vector similarity, by distinguishing, in this case, not only the links with the same quantity of common features, but also which features they share. We calculated the evolution of the fraction of links with the same similarity PE. Here we consider two situations. First, a direct change related to a copy of a feature from one node to another. And secondly, indirect changes coming from updating of all of the similarities involving the activation. With this approach, we can calculate explicitly the terms produced by both types of change. The dynamics in terms of similarity vector is equivalent and leads us to an important conclusion. It shows that the parameter Q only plays a role in setting the initial condition of these vectors, and the rest of the dynamic is co-independent. In the poster, we can see an example of a triangle that leads both direct and indirect changes. We also show the equation's terms related. Note that direct change leads to linear terms, and indirect change leads to cubic terms. Therefore, we obtain a set of master equations where the system size n couples the linear term with the cubic one. We solved the equation and found a continuous transition for low values of n and an abrupt transition for higher values. In order to understand the transition, we plot the trajectories in TP0, P3 plane. We found that there is a competition between the linear and nonlinear terms. Note the dashed line in the plot. As we have said, the parameter Q only sets the initial condition over this line, which is also the stable manifold if we neglect the linear terms. For high values of n, as for example the red case, if we move out of the dashed line, the linear terms are small compared to the nonlinear ones, and the trajectory is attracted to the stable manifold, but never reaches with this lead to the system to consensus. When n is small, for example the case of the violet curve, the linear term is dominant and the system evolves to the closest fixed point in the straight line. We also compared the dynamic of the equation with the simulations, and we found a very good agreement in several cases. For more details, the link of the paper and my contact is on the poster. Thank you very much.